Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the A-Side Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LaZero, and I'm joined, as always, by Wabs. How's it going, Wabs?
Nice. Back to, as always, no longer a guest.
Yeah, there's no longer, listen, this is it. It's us. We are the show, okay? And yeah. And I want to just say that it's very nice for a sister podcast, First Touch, to be holding down the fort. You know, We have provided the weekly content for so very long. So it's nice that we have these other podcasts, you know, that are co-promoting and helping us out and making sure that when you need that fill of your podcasting, they're there. And then we come in, you know, the flagship.
The one that only happens every so often. But when it does, you know, it's time for something good to happen.
Well, and I was like ready for it to be like our show, you know, like I think we have like the shows that are just like, OK, like people who enjoy our banter will enjoy this show. Like I was ready for that. And then they hit us with so many topics to cover that, you know,
we don't have time to talk to each other today. That's why we do it on the pre-show.
Listen. Yeah. Yeah. OK. Speaking of which, pre-shows, OK, it's for the ASAP and Friends, the higher tiers. But if you just want to listen to the ASAP and Friends, like the R&K show. Right, it's only $1 a month now. Okay,
I feel like you named these very confusingly, and I kind of love it. I'm not gonna
amazing. You guys figure it out. It's $1 US a month, and now so you don't get the pre-show with that, but you get that extra bonus show, and you get the Rocket League show ad free. So there you go. So $1 a month gets you that.
ASAP plus tier gets you the ASAP and Friends show. The ASAP and Friends show gives you the pre-shows and all of this stuff. And then director's chair lets you choose for the thing. It's so simple.
Yeah, the director's chair lets you choose a show, like a topic for the ASAP and Friends show a year.
I would like to note that the only reason I know this is because we talked about it like 2 minutes ago or less.
Amazing. For anyone who is listening from the pre-show, this conversation is happening directly after the other show ended. Okay, so
recording didn't even cut.
The recording did not cut. We just ran into the next recording. So with that in mind, let's get into like what everyone's here for. We got a lot to break down since we're only doing the show. Oh yeah, by the way, for all of you who haven't listened to the 5-year anniversary show, we're doing shows once a month now for Rocket League. So that is the big update. There you go. Just a heads up. I like how Wabs, I think there's still some people that are like 10 episodes behind and haven't caught up.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll find out. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing, but it is 100% a thing. So
people like a backlog.
People like a backlog?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Speaking of a backlog, we're going to start with the very first topic that's in our backlog. Something that dropped the day after we recorded the 5-year anniversary show. And that's Blast Esports announced the prize pool for all of the events. There's two things to talk about: the actual amount of money, but then also the split. There's a lot of this that I'm about to talk about that also has to do with the casters leaving, so I don't know if we want to combine these two topics right off the bat.
Okay
so yeah, so generally the RLCS prize pool is down, I think it's $1.3 million ish, a little more than that. Maybe closer to 1.5, somewhere between that range, from what I remember off the top of my head. And it is now spread where, like, was it like 300 people get money or something silly like that? This is
top
general break.
28, I think, of each split.
Each region, each split. So 128 times three above 300. So, I wasn't wrong. So what I'm trying to say, anyway, no, it's way more than that. But anyway, the point is it's way more split up. So like the joke is like, okay, like some person gets like $5. All right. And then all the top people that are actually trying to make a living off this can no longer really make a living off it. Right. Of prize money alone. And to me, like, while the, and they're like pandemonium hit, okay, like, I don't know, I was on X, all right, for like 3 days, 4 days, and it was just chaos and like doom and gloom and everything. And I think, like, I just had a realization, and like, I wanted to get your take on this, because this is my thoughts when this whole thing happened. It's like, I'm like, oh, it's literally becoming amateur, like the whole scene. Like, yeah, that's what it felt like. It's like, okay, mm-hmm, there's gonna be big prize pools, right? But this is no longer, like, we're creating an esport that's no longer gonna be something where, like, oh, we have like 200 pro players that can do this career for like 5-6 years. I want your thoughts on that first before I continue on.
What I'll say for that, I guess, specifically, is that I don't, like, how many professional players did we even have that could, like, sustain themselves on this?
Before or yeah, now?
Before.
Before we had, like, elevated two-year contracts, right? So anyone who was consistently making top 16, I think, was making a decent amount of money. So, like, 16 times 30. So it was probably about 150 players. Like, I'd say 50 teams that could probably make a living off of it.
A top 16 in each region?
I mean, some regions less than others, right? But I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think, but I'm wondering about the top 15 even, because, like, I'm just looking at NA here from last, and top 15 was, like, the normal set that you...
I'm arguing that in all likelihood, and I'm just like, this is obviously guessing at what some of the orgs were paying, but there was a lot of tour contracts that ended last summer. Yes. And I think those were inflated contracts. So I think for a period, I have a feeling that about 150 people could do this full time reasonably for a couple of years for whatever. Yeah, okay. Like, that contract.
I'll take that number. It might be potentially a little bit high, but like, they might have been.
So I imagine, like, in EU, there's probably a couple players that were like lower end, but were still making enough money to make
it. Yeah, like, it was survivable, but it wasn't like great. I'll take that. Like, it was a salary.
We're giving an average. Like, the whole goal is to paint a picture. That's what I really want to try to do. I'm not going to argue if it's 100, right, or 200. I'm very far from that information, but I think what I have reason to believe is that a lot of really inflated contracts were done. Like, once the contract was done, they were done, you know. Like, some of these orgs, that's my feeling. And then this is on top of, like, TSM was closing another team, like, like, recently, and like, I think a lot of people are talking about esports bubble pop, right?
Yes.
And someone explained this to me,
that's what I was about to say, though,
in a bar in Toronto when I was talking about making esports orgs, and there's like the club that I was part of. But I was talking about, like, esports as a full-time thing, right? And he's like, and he said this, like, roughly, it's a little bit different now, right? But even like the 5 years ago, he's like, roughly esports is $100 million industry, and gaming is like a $4 billion industry, right? So it's like, yeah, it's back then, I mean, but I think the relative comparison still stands today. It's like, it's so much smaller, right? One of the biggest things that every company has done is, how do we actually make money off esports? And the only way it's worked, and even in League of Legends, the only way it's worked is that it's essentially very pricey advertising, right?
Yep, it's advertising for the game.
It's advertising for the game. And so I saw this, and I saw all those casters, like, that weren't represented, and Twitter guy who doesn't know what he's doing is probably getting paid minimum wage, or is an intern that a lot of people are blasting. And it's just like, they're like, no, I think they literally looked at it and it's like, what's the least, they literally cut everything. And they're like, what's the least amount of money we can spend to actually do this?
Yeah.
And they're doing that. And the people who are in the scene who are getting paid, they're going to keep working. And some other people are really having a tough time right now because this was their career, right? Like Jorby and, I just, like, you kind of look at it, it's like, yeah, how do you transition? This is like the thing, you had a pretty consistent job and now it's gone. And what's next, right? And and part of all of this that's happening, especially with Rocket League as an esport. And I think this is another thing we have to keep in mind. For the longest time, we have struggled with the fact that pro careers were about 2 years long. Some kid that's 13 mm-hmm. practice like crazy till they're 16 and then plays for 2-3 years mm-hmm. max. And that's their peak. And that's our esport. So even as a player, there wasn't any consistency in it. But I think by creating dynasties, right, the idea of actually things that kind of last throughout the years, we don't have the ability to do that. And so in some ways, like part of my fear, but like realization almost, is that this is where the esport is at. There isn't a way to create consistency in the esport because literally there's no way for a player to stay on top. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong because of how young the esport is.
But is this going to change, right? Like, is this going to actually change? Or do, like, we have 12-year-olds still starting to play this game and getting better at it. And, like, mm-hmm. we're just going to have this never-ending shift of younger talent. And so, almost to match the fact that, okay, well, no one's going to do this. Like, so people are going to do this and either go to university or before they go to university or get another job. They're going to do this a couple of years, maybe make some money, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like that's what the model is reflecting. It's like, these are nice prizes for people who are 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a full job
or full, like, it can't be like a career or even just a full self-sustaining.
Hey, $20,000 for winning a tournament is a stupid amount of money for a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It is.
$20,000 would be a lot of money for me as well. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. But it's not a livable wage money, right?
One thing I'm going to say to this, which like kind of furthers the point of what you just said, but also goes against what you said about like the how short careers are because there's always some younger kid that's going to come in the next year. And like, you know, you play until you're 18. You grind however much, like you grind so much until you're like 16, 18, or to start playing in 16 and then going up until about 18 and stop. They reduce the minimum age to 13, right? Like we have Scribbles playing now and he's a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, and it's literally gonna make this sport like it won't let it mature, right? Like to your point, you're saying it's a young esport, it's like it won't ever get to a point where there's some longer consistency.
So there's two things about this.
Okay.
One, the fact that it's starting off so young is just insane. Like, let me just make that very clear. It's insane that there's 13-year-old people, like kids playing in a professional, or at the very, like, professional.
It's not professional. Thing. No, sorry, I'll stop.
Right. Professional to the extent that this is esport and having, you know, some semblance of fame. Insane. But the fact that they're 13 and are in the same like spot, like life position, as every other 13-year-old that started playing Rocket League whenever and was nuts and was waiting until they were 16 so that they could play for 2 years. Now, like maybe, you know, someone like Scribbles who's 13 plays until he's 18 and then that's 5 years. And the second bit, and this is, I think, where the actual maturity could come about in this game, is coaches. I think that the only way this game actually matures as a scene is if we go almost like the football route where the individual players aren't as important as the coaches. Mm-hmm. Like they're still massively important and they get all the everything. But we recognize that like the work that the coaches do, and like Pharaoh is great for this, right? Like that's the dynasty. It's not the individual players. It's not even necessarily the teams, but it kind of is. It's the people that are behind it and running it and working with them. That's my guess to how, like, the only route that maturity can actually come about through this game because of the fact that 13 to 18-year-olds are going to be the dominating force.
And so happen. You made a really credible point, and I'm just going to say something really silly. So bear with me.
Thank you. Yeah.
So it's almost like you're saying if we had dedicated professional esports teams that actually were able to stick in the scene regularly, like that would help.
Do you mean franchising?
I do mean franchising. No. And like the franchising for and against argument, I think made a lot less sense back in the day. I actually think you're completely correct. Like if you're going 13 to 18 year olds is the prime age for this game, and you actually get esports org that buy into like, okay, this is the set salary that's expected by the league or whatever. And we have our top 16 teams and people kind of cycle in, cycle out. You could actually create rivalries past the players.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't leave when the player leaves. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would make for a far stronger viewing experience. Like, I think the biggest thing that happened to the esports side of things after free to play was like the FaZe inclusion. FaZe Clan brought so many viewers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every FaZe game was like plus 80,000 people watching, right? And I don't know if we have that strength anymore with any of the teams, right? Just some of the players kept the clout, but if the players go away, then the clout of that team's gone.
Yeah, we have some teams that are like similar, but I don't think you're wrong.
And like all of this to say is the reason in some ways I actually see this. Oh my goodness, this is, I've had some takes. I've been sitting on this for a while and I'm like, anyone who is like in like, this is my life, this is my life project, I want to be doing this full time for the rest of my life, they're not going to like what I'm about, what I've already said, and what I'm about to say.
Uh-huh.
But I actually think that this step of making what we'll call it like more financially reasonable, right? So, like if this, if we have to choose between, okay, we have these crazy prize pools and then we have no esport in 3 years because, you know, Epic decides it's not worth it. Or, okay, everything becomes a little more amateur and it's all spread out so that we can convince 14-year-olds to take it seriously and then have a very strong bubble scene. Greybeard actually posted that it wasn't, like, pretty bad. He's like, the amount of people actually playing, like, at that bubble scene level, slightly lower maybe as well, right, has actually, just because of this tournament, increased stupid amounts, right? Amount of signups actually playing in that tournament.
It was, like, 900 in NA or something.
It was ridiculous, but you're like, oh, well, actually, for the health of the game in the long term, if me and my buddies want to play this tournament 3 times a year or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
like, and we hop on, you know, combo Jer hop on with Cruncho for fun,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance that there'll be a recurring, they might actually go and watch the tournament after.
That they'll actually, yeah.
So my thing with this kind of approach is, okay, yes, you're going to lose some, especially I think some of the more, the longer term things. But I think for this kind of, what I see Rocket League as, which is this continuously evolving thing,
mm-hmm.
because of the players, because of the orgs, because of the way it is, this model might actually suit the ability for this to just be continuously sustained.
Yeah, because one thing that I will say that's like, surprisingly nice about this, and I think has been with Rocket League, that I don't know if I've ever mentioned before or we have, is how simple it is to just play in a tournament. Like, you can just sign up for LCS and then you're in the thing, and if you make it through like 5 rounds, then you're, you know, you're in a certain thing and you might get into the next, like, you might make
it's a simple bracket. Yeah.
Like, it's really simple. It's one bracket. You make it through that, you're in Swiss. That's it. Like, I don't know of any esport that's like that with so little barrier to entry. Like, you and your two other friends, and I think, like, some of, like, oh, this is something I wanted to mention that I forgot about, and I'm so happy I remembered now. Like, you and your two other plat people can go up against Furia and get 47-0'd in the first game. And that's,
to be fair, Furia shouldn't be playing these tournaments over time.
They shouldn't. But there should be invites for the people that are like, okay, they're guaranteed to get in anyway. Like, give 8, 16, however many, half of the
I feel like you should play one open qualifier a year. You know what I mean? Like, for
I don't
the people
even
who
know if some of the teams should be playing open qualifiers. I think that there should be at the very least a certain amount of like guaranteed in to like the level ones, like, or the level two.
Okay, while we're on this topic, sorry, we're going to continue your very prominent serious topic in a second. Did you see how Turbo Cheeks got out?
No.
So this was like Rizzo, Turbo, and someone else. Mm-hmm. Who, I don't know who the third player was. I'm sorry. Probably also someone famous. But Turbo owned goal.
Oh, I love that. That's so good.
In overtime perfect. To lose.
Was it like last thing before top 32?
It was whatever the round was. I don't know what round it was, but whatever they got out, it was a Turbo owned goal. So there you go.
That's so perfect. That's iconic.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Anyway, so yeah, you're saying that, yeah, what teams do you think?
Like, just give the top 16 or the ones that are like, these are the teams that clearly are the best.
But maybe that's it. Maybe it's like, okay, if we have a top 32, 16 of those teams are like the ones that are going to stay based on their tournament result.
Yep.
So if you make top 16 the previous tournament, you just stick around. And then honestly, the other 16 spots.
I think you can go even ahead of that. Like, instead of playing the first open qualifier with something like that, do like the pro whatever the rankings of like the expected rankings based off on players that was given
SSL based off SSL like rankings, you mean?
No, like there was a panel of professional players or something. Mm-hmm. the secret panel that was like, okay, this is the rough order of the teams based on this.
Yeah.
That are going into it, and that's why there were some people talking about upsets, like, oh, who was upset? Only one team was upset. Mm-hmm. Of the top 16. That was,
Turbo Cheeks. No,
that was Turbo Cheeks, and it was upset by Turbo. No, so only one of the teams that was in that top 16, like preseason before anything else, just based on player names and scrims, like was expected to be in the top 16. 15 of them were in the top 16. Just honestly, commit to that. Commit to either the top 8 of them or the top 16 if you're doing a 32 bracket or whatever else, and be like, yeah, these people are in. This is it.
That's what I mean. They're in, and then I would argue the other, like, the they other make a 32 bracket.
Yeah,
they make a 32 bracket, and the other half, like the other half of the teams will be the ones from open quals.
Yep.
And then in the actual tournament, if you like, let's just say they do group stages or something. Mm-hmm. If you don't make it at groups, okay, then you have to play like the last round of the qualifier.
Yeah, for the next
thing. Tournament. Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable way to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely, that's 100% how
we're
I would
so
do
smart,
it.
Wabs.
But I'm like, it's not that we're smart. It's that I'm pretty sure like Melee has
like
done
watching
that.
Tournaments
I know
for
that
years
for a fact. I've been to Melee tournaments, and there are people that are like, well, you're top 64 guaranteed, so just skip the early tournaments and be there. And then the rest of the people who randomly show up like me are like, well, I'm going to play open quals and get drowned in pools. And that's great. Like, that's honestly how it should be. That makes
you don't
it
want
so
to be getting wrecked by these people when you're trying to play against the other buddy that plays hardly plays, or
right?
Plays
like,
a little...
you don't want to be those poor plats that face Fury and got 47-0'd.
I mean, that would be pretty cool. I would.
It would be amazing. But like, also as a viewer,
waste of
you don't
everyone's
watch
time.
That.
Yeah.
I think that what was the thing? It takes 10 seconds. Roughly for like at the absolute fastest for a game for a goal to be scored, there's 10 extra seconds that isn't played on the clock. It's somewhere between 7 and 10. I count that.
So 470 extra seconds.
Yeah, that's doubling the game time. More. It's like
significantly more.
Yeah, it's and that's if they're not. That's if they're skipping replays immediately every single time. That's not worth it. It's not worth it for a viewer experience. It's not worth it as a player experience. It's
either
not fun
team,
for
yeah.
anybody, for Furia, for the Plats. Like it.
To be fair, the Plats could have surrendered at 3-3.
No, they can't. I don't think you can in the tournament.
They really should let there be surrenders above 10 goals or something.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
That's a different thing. We don't have to worry about that.
It's not actually that important. Let's continue.
Yeah, that's so edge case that would never happen in the higher levels. You could just fix it by inviting 16 teams based on power rankings.
Amazing. I think that's good for that, right? I think we said it right. Okay, we should do some of the more esports related things before we get to non-esports things. Yeah.
Okay.
not even talking about the actual regionals that happened, which is crazy because like we'll have shows in the future which guaranteed we'll just talk about the regionals
almost entirely. Yep.
Okay, let's talk about cameras required to play. So you're allowing 13-year-olds, but they also now need a camera, which is crazy.
Are they required? Because I know, like, when I was watching, there were a handful that didn't have them.
I would not require, people under the age of 18 to have a camera.
Yeah. It's nice to have the camera. I really enjoy having them, but it also feels really weird when there's, like, literally a 13-year-old.
But you know why? Like it's some sense of integrity, right? That like you actually know the person who's playing is the person who's playing.
I'm sure
they can IP track. Anyway, yeah. It's just like you see. So listen, if you see a zero, and in one of these tournaments, and all of a sudden he's doing a like, what would I be doing? A double.
Double flip reset, double tap off of us.
Yeah. Exactly. Literally what I thought of. Just know that it's 100% not Messi, okay? It's 100% me. It's
definitely you and not Messi.
Messi playing for me. But yeah, that's the only thing I think of that. Okay, I'm going to keep going because we have so many topics. Unless you have anything else to say to this.
Something I have to say during...
Go for it.
No, not yet. This is in our week. Our month in Rocket
League. Our week is going to be at the end, my friend.
It's in our month in Rocket League. I'm going to have to say it. I'm sorry.
Our month in Rocket League. There you go. It has a nice ring to it. Okay, region locks. There are no region locks. Yep. Graybeard has been... Graybeard, I think I follow on the... I don't know if I follow him or the Twitter knows or X knows that I constantly read his tweets.
Yep.
Interact with. And it's just... It's up and down from like... better competition versus literally just getting like EU like kicking them out of their own region. So that is it's funny because it's his stream too. Like I think he's pretty much the only stream, so I think it's actually helping his stream, but the whole stream is will SSA make it to final. Like how much will we get kicked,
right? Will they make it to however high up you want to talk about?
Yeah, that's the story, which I think is great for him, but from like an actual SSA region, it will make the region stronger. None of those teams are ever winning a tournament again. So,
yeah. Granted,
maybe with enough time. Actually, with enough time, it would probably make the scene as a whole stronger.
So, I just pulled it out and Limitless what happened?
Oh my goodness. Did Limitless
got first? And Shmongolia got second, who's also an SSA or third English team, like a England team got second.
So what you're telling me,
got fourth. There's some, they're present, so it might be competitive.
Hold on, I'm just trying to get this. So Limitless. Oh, where am I looking here? Oceania, Middle East, South Africa. So Limitless managed to win.
And Shmongolia got third. One of the thirds.
Wow. Okay. So you're...
And lost to Limitless.
That's awesome.
Right? Like, maybe. Maybe this, it actually could be better, but also...
Maybe Sub-Saharan Africa realizing they can dump on mid to low level EU teams will actually help them.
Right? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
I mean, obviously they have to play in their server, right? So at least they have that advantage.
That is true. I don't know. It could be good if all of the teams just kind of are like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then anyone that does is like, at most.
It's not as bad as I thought. I literally thought they weren't going to get anything.
Right. And like in SEA, it seems like it's the same.
So maybe it's just the reality is like because NNEU has a couple more slots, right? It's really qualify for the world championship only the first team, right? Yeah. So APAC has Elevate in there, which is an APAC team, like the players.
They're all APACs from what I quickly saw, at least in the top four.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at these like quals here. So Mina has two, so that's cool. Falcons are rule one
recognized as like too competitive. There's no way that's a
Mina could have three, I'm not gonna lie.
Mina should have three.
But I mean, that's good. For a region that was like literally nowhere and now is, you know?
Yeah, they've been for a while. But like, yeah, there's definitely strong competition in Mina.
Like, and OC has there too. But like Mina this is good. This is, it seems to have worked out the way it should have. The only big thing will be there'll be some EU and NA teams not happy.
Yes, which I'm kind of okay with. I'm not.
Well, eliminated, like literally they're already eliminated from Worlds contention.
Wait, what?
Or is this just not?
How low do you have to place in a qualifier?
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. I think all of this is like did this first qual dictate? No, I think there'll be more quals that will add. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. This is the current rankings. Okay, so there's nothing set in stone yet. But only top four is making it to Worlds in NANU. So that was always going to be the big shouting thing from the team.
Yeah, it is a lot, but.
You want it to be a world championship. Like, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it to just be NAEU.
NAEU championship. Like, nobody wants that. Especially with how prevalent MENA and, like, for sure South America have been. And, like, obviously there's Oceania teams. But specifically MENA and South America, those two have been powerhouses. And especially if you go even further with, like, the teams that moved back into South America. Like Furia, Crew, NIP, and Complexity, and Secret, and like,
yeah, they have a strong top mix. Yeah,
there's so many insanely high end hero bases like Drop, Sad, and Klaus. Like that's insane. These are insanely high. Not exposed KNS, Snips, and Leo. I don't know who Leo is, but like the other two are nuts. Like South America is stacked. That's a terrifying region. And if they were like, you know, I don't know how many, did they get an extra spot to the thing or what to Worlds?
South America?
Yeah. Did they get anything or is it just like?
They have two.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I would be very surprised.
And this is going to like, depending on how World happens, I imagine that's going to affect it every year. Right. I imagine that's going to have some
say. I'd hope so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this actually looks hype. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like this is... It seems to have played out the way it should have in all these regions.
Yeah.
Where there should be an SSA team representing SSA.
Yep.
And an APAC team representing APAC. And I think that kind of has... You kind of have to let those two spots be there. Otherwise, you're killing regions. Like, if we did some weird wild card thing, like, no, it'd just be, like, sixth team in NA... Which yes, could do slightly better, right? Could upset some teams, but I think the worth for the growth of the esport as on a global level will be better if they keep these.
For sure.
Sorry, nope. I feel like I got so hyped there. I just like realized I'm like I'm shouting. Sorry, I'm not shouting at Wabs. I actually got hyped. So, I apologize for the listening pleasure here. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure we don't miss anything. Squishy retiring after the split. We'll talk about that after. Esports decals. Any good esports decals before we get into the regional here?
I was quickly trying to find out if that had even been like fully announced. Some of them have at the very least been leaked and they look actually very cool.
I think there's a YouTube video. Yeah.
Is there just a YouTube video? Okay. Some of them are really cool, like kind of going back to the graffiti style of some earlier seasons, that or at least the season 10 or whatever, Rocket Pass, and then like making them into esports decals, which are just really good looking. And some of them are just awesome. Like I love these, a handful of them. I'm not going to go through them, but the ones that I've seen are very, very high quality, and I would totally rock them. I'm excited. They look really good. I'm excited to see what they look like in game. But yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think there's some lackluster ones, but it was also like which teams got chosen.
Which teams?
Franchising. Anyway, no, I think there's like, it was a weird, was kind of who's popular, who's not. It's like sometimes like, okay, why did this team get in? This other team didn't get in. And mm-hmm. I think that's some of the controversy, but I don't think I've yelled enough at a screen today. So
what I think I'll about that, you know, potential controversy is that if you're mad about it, then like I'm actually surprised, because they had to make these before half of the teams probably knew that they were going to be teams. Like half. So if you're like, oh man, this team is garbage, why, like, the players on it are awful, why does this team get it and not, you know, that team, like they were probably in the works before the player locks were in, if I'm being honest, because mm-hmm. of how insanely like up and down and constantly changing that the last offseason was. So they had to just choose, and they choose the big ones that are probably going to get people to buy them. And
if you got chosen and then one person buys your thing, you're not getting chosen again, right?
Yeah.
So
like, as much as you want them to, they're not going to make a Pirates on the Boat decal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make a Muffin Men decal, probably.
Yeah. ASAP Weekly. No.
Our decal.
We get five, and two of them would be me and you, you know? there it is. No, that's good. Let's keep moving here. This is the opposite of every show we've done for the last like year.
Yeah. I'm gonna say a real hot take here. I am very happy that esports is back. That real hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take. But it's not just like, I remember we were doing those regionals. It's like, it's not just esports back. It's like the amount of stuff that we're covering is like, oh, got it, go, got mm-hmm. it, go. And I like the spacing a lot more.
There's actually things. There's real things to talk about. Great.
Real things to talk about. Okay, last kind of... Well, okay, that is okay, no, let's get into the regionals now. And then we can talk about Rocket League general things, mm-hmm. that Smurf thing you wanted to talk about, and then our mm-hmm. week in Rocket League. So we still have all that to cover, okay?
Yep.
Don't worry, listen, we've been gone for a while. We're giving you a show, okay? Mm-hmm. We're packing the content in. NA regionals. The mm-hmm. more things change, the more they stay the same. G2 Stride, is this Stride like the gum? Is this
what we're going for? I have no idea.
But the current team of Atomic, Daniel, and Beast Mode, which is definitely a dream team from last season, let's be honest.
They partnered with Stride Esports. Stride.gg.
Should have been Stride Gum. Stride.gg, which is
an esports org, I guess. I don't know if it was a private or something, but it's both.
The premium tournament solution. It's one of those. It looks like they got Madden. They got a whole bunch of games. So it's one of those.
Aggregators like, for streams.
Yeah, like Smash.gg and stuff like that. I think.
Yeah.
And they got community giveaways. G2. Yeah, okay. Cool enough. So they don't sponsor us. So they sponsor G2, which would give them eyeballs, because they literally they kind of ran the gauntlet, this new super group, as I like to call them. I'm gonna start with there. I like how they were first, and Gen G was second again.
Unbelievable.
It seems like, I'm gonna be honest, semis and finals don't seem like are all too interesting things here.
You would think so. The finals,
okay, get into it. You know what, you take over here. I gave you the general big result here, you get into it.
Finals weren't super interesting, it was kind of like whatever. The semis with Shopify and Gen G was insanely close.
Okay, even though it was a 4-0.
Yeah. They were...
So every game was...
Yeah. Pretty much one goal games. The third game wasn't, but like...
Two OTs, a bunch of close games. So what do you think? Like, what was the difference then in each of these games? If we're going to OT, like, why is it that Gen G takes these four instead of Shopify?
I'm trying to remember. Because there's
just,
one
just quick update. Parth, Two Piece, Justin. That's what Shopify is right now. So Justin, yes. The team that Justin joined, which Justin's still killing it, I guess.
Yeah, no, unironically. Like, Justin was playing incredibly well. Parth was playing incredibly well. Honestly, all of them were playing insanely well. I really like to see that from Shopify. They are definitely a team to be, at the very least, if this was any showing. Like, this tournament is any representative, which historically the first one isn't great. But they played, like, super, super well. They were actually flowing as a team. There was some insane shots, actually, from what I remember. Specifically from Parth, I think. Mm-hmm. He's playing, like, out of his mind in terms of, like, super mechy. What was missing? I think Justin fit into this team really well because Toothpiece and Parth have been, like, together forever. But I think it was just the finishing. Like, Genji, from what I can remember, because this was a while ago, was, like, just not... Like, they couldn't hit the net is kind of what ended up happening. And it was just like, that's it. Well, you're just not hitting the exact shot, barely off, and then it's in your net. Or
that's a tough thing, right? You can even, like, control or keep a team, right, at bay. But if you don't have the clinical edge there, right?
Yeah, like, it was finally so close. But even the two overtimes, I think, were, like, basically kickoff goals, 16 seconds and 40 or 38 Ouch. Seconds. Like... It was so, so close. And then it was just like, well, that's Genji's. It, like, was a coin flip to Genji. Even though it was a 4-0, genuinely could have gone either way. Finals, not necessarily. the other semifinals, that wasn't close. Dignitas was, like, definitely outclassed. Evo, Arsenal, and Gyro, like,
that's a fun team, though. It's a fun team. I like this Dig team. I like this Dig team a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's a great team. Like, honestly, I really like to see them. They were a lot of fun to watch, and it was fun, but they were outclassed. I think they had, like, a super easy run up to the thing. They didn't really face any strong teams except for what, Shopify in the start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really just Shopify was their only threat through the entire tournament outside of G2, which they lost to. Yeah, I think that they'll probably hold top 8, maybe mm-hmm. top 12, but I wouldn't expect to see them in the semifinals soon.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for you in a second. First mm-hmm. thing, before I get into those, can you tell me what do I need to know about Pirates on a Boat?
Pirates on a Boat, is there... That is... No, that's the snowman. Pirates on a Boat. Air Sandy and 5-Up. What happened with Pirates? I don't remember.
What happened?
Do you know something that happened?
No, I just... The Pirates on a Boat made top 8, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
5-Up, Andy, and Aris. That's it. Mm. Well, and we talked about them. Like, they shouldn't have decals.
They shouldn't what?
They shouldn't have decals, apparently. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, it's 5-Up, Andy, and Aris. They're good. Aris, this is the team that Aris kind of just landed on because mm-hmm. I think there was whole sets of drama with Aris, with, like, having a team and then not having a team and then almost having a team and no longer having it because the spot was taken, and then something happened and it was like, well, 5-Up, Andy, Aris. I'm pretty sure that's what happened, and it's just the continuation of the Aris curse where Aris can't actually get on a team. But I don't know. They played their game. It was solid, but they're not gonna... They might make it into a couple top 8s.
There you go. Okay, one thing I want to say right...
One thing. One team that I think is by far my new favorite team. I mentioned this in the thing, in our Discord when it was happening. Easily new favorite team. Not even a question. Let me just double check that it's them because I'm... Yeah. Yes. Is a team that didn't make it. and I will tell you why. Was it
into the top 16 even?
Was it? Yes. I don't remember if it was. I think it was against Genji.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I'm pretty sure OG versus Genji was one of, and OG got 16th place.
I want to talk about, this was going next. OG, what happened here? Like, this is supposed to be the team.
So I never said that this was going to be the team.
No, but I, listen, okay, on paper, this is like JNaps, Nollycom, like these are veterans of the scene, you know what I mean? Yeah,
they are. And like, I honestly think that this, I don't know what happened to them. I think the first one was shown because it was Gen G versus this team, and you're like, oh my god, that's actually a fun, interesting starting. Mm-hmm. And then they lost, and they stayed in losers and lost two other rounds. But
they got wrecked. They got absolutely you don't belong here wrecked. Like, that's what happened here.
So yes. However,
to be fair, they were all top eight teams that beat them.
They were all top eight teams. Dignitas and Pyrus on a boat, whatever. But let me say this. The thing about OG specifically is one, it's JNaps, Nolly, and Calm. There were two things that I was shook by, like absolutely just could not believe in watching this.
Okay.
They lost the first two games very handedly, not even a question. It was just destruction against Gen G. It was over, like whatever, just destroyed. No question, outplayed every single thing. Not even close. The third game, because OG was just playing very normal Rocket League and that was it. Mm-hmm. And Gen G was playing their game and they're going to beat you at their game. Like, that's just how Gen G plays. They're better than you. What OG did in the third game was one of the coolest things that I've ever seen a team in Rocket League do.
Oh, I'm excited now. Okay.
Right. And this was, this is something that Combo would have like just died over, because he would have been so happy to watch it and see. If I could tell Combo to watch any series in the last like 4 years, it would be this one. And I'll tell you why. So OG started off with playing just normal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, Rocket League? It's Calm, Nolly, and JNaps. And like, they're good at the game. They should be able to do whatever. Calm is going to demo, whatever. Who cares? Play bumps, aggro. Nolly's going to play back, and JNaps is going to like knapsack. That's what you're hoping for to happen with this team. But what happened in the third game is they were like, you know what? I don't like playing a game that people want to watch. What I want to do is play a game that's good. So the third game, Gen G wasn't allowed to touch the ball without OG being on the other side of it. Like, the amount of, I've never seen more 50s that were just low 50s in a game in professional Rocket League.
Yo, this would actually make Combo cry. Like,
no genuinely, like, this is the game for Combo. It was pure low 50. It was,
it's everything control. Everything that, like, when we talk about like soccer analogies and just killing games where like people pass it around for 90 minutes, like, mm-hmm. everything I've ever talked about, like, I feel like this game has.
Yeah,
like, you just or flakes, or yep. You know what I mean, just
not even
death.
Not even, because the thing with flakes and like the thing with what flakes was actually so smart about but never really could convince other people to do, because
into another team ones, yeah
is Flakes was like, outplay. Just outplay one person, and then that's all you need to do. You outplay one, maybe see if you can outplay the other, but it doesn't matter, you beat one. And then you'll slowly have a long-term edge by outplaying every single time that you get the ball. That's what Flakes was. OG was like, no, we're not going to play. We sit behind the ball, we catch it low, we force you in, we just 50 you 15 times until the ball slowly rolls 5 miles an hour into your net.
So I think Flakes actually had it wrong. This was the way it should have been played. This is what Flakes teams should have played.
Actually, this was one of the best games of Rocket League that I've ever seen in my life. And let me tell you about what makes this even better. At the end of this game, I don't know if it was at the end of this game or the end of the game after, which we'll go into the fourth game in a second. At some point, one of the kickoffs, what they did is it was double corner kickoff with one person center. Both players on the corner went, just full speed went, and it's like, oh, that was a weird miscommunication. Doesn't really happen. And then both players fake.
Oh.
And what happens is that both players fake. Both of them go to the mid boost, full speed boosting, because they have kickoff momentum to get there, and they're guaranteed to beat any other player to the boost. So they're both getting the mid boost, both up on the wall, ready for position. The person that was in net and ready for the fake booms it up to one. The one off the wall jumps. This is what I talked about, like, in the first couple episodes.
A set play. This is literally a set play.
The guy on the one wall hits it off full mid center. The other team has no boost because this is a kickoff, right? Full center, high up in the air, right to the third player off the right wall who's pre-jumped this perfect net. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know what to say right now, but like, OG, okay, there's something here. Who's coaching OG? Because they're...
Torment is coaching OG.
Okay.
I don't know. They're by far my favorite team. I don't care if they never make it to a top 16. I don't care if they are, or if they never make it to a top 8. I don't care if they're 16th every single time. I'm watching them 100% when they're in. Like, if they can do anything like that again, then I'm just like biggest fan of all time.
Yeah, granted, why wouldn't
in the fourth
you be?
Game it was ruined, because in the fourth game what happened is they turned back and were like, hey, let's play the game again, and it was a mistake. It was probably just too much on their mental and they couldn't do it, but I don't care. I want them to go back and practice it. Go look over the VOD of game 3. Oh my god,
this is the way it should be played in the future, honestly.
Yeah, if any team is like, hey, we're losing, that's how you win. You stop playing the game and you force your opponents to stop playing the game. You sit there and say, come at me. I am stronger. I am a wall.
I've never had more fun hearing you recap a game than this one.
I've never had more fun watching.
You've never hyped me up for a team. Like, I will now, on the next tournament, this is the team I'm literally going to look out for.
Oh, I almost forgot about them, about that thing. I'm so happy we do this. I would have forgotten.
So this is why we do it, Wabs. You're in it. Oh. Here we go. Unfortunately, they got 16th, which is 16th. The best. Oh, maybe it's the best story in some ways. This is hilarious. There was something else I did want to mention real quick here while talking about the NA results. Mm-hmm. I like, you see NA, and it's like all the like before we had 16 like name brand teams. Mm-hmm. And we probably only have half of that now, right? And yeah. I think that's going to be the big shift that we're going to have to get used to, but I think that's okay as well.
So
I just want to mention that.
We also have so much talent just like everywhere. So many of the teams are insanely good. Also, one small thing, the Snowmen is a team with an average age of under 14. Just going to put that out there. That's all I wanted to say.
Be scared.
They got ninth and it was close.
No, that's still amazing. I don't even know what to say next, but I guess if there was one thing I can say is that Wabs, you may have done it. I may be interested in... You may have made me interested in the Rocket League again. So
let's go.
This might be it. This one we need to do now, I think. It's going to be very important that we do this. How should we do this? When the next EU regional... You need to literally tell me, okay, it's happening right now. Because I'm no longer a Twitch viewer. I think that's one thing that's probably changed some of my habits. Mm-hmm. So like, you need to be like, yo, this game is happening now. I think that's the new thing, okay?
If you remember. I'll send it to you.
Especially, actually, specifically for OG.
Yep. I'll let you every time OG's in. I'm adding everyone.
OG's playing a side tournament on a weekend. Just tell me, okay?
I'm going into the Discord, putting in an announcement and saying OG's playing at everyone.
At everyone. Perfect. I'm there for it. Oh, amazing.
Yep. So I am excited for, I don't know if you could hear that for my...
Oh, you were super excited. Minutes. No, that's amazing. I'm ready
for RL Esports.
No, I am too. Okay.
Who else is excited about RL Esports? And by RL, I mean Epic. By esports, I mean kind of esports. Disney.
Great switch. We were gonna preview EU. You know what? We're no longer previewing things. It's all recap shows now. Okay, if this is how much stuff we have to cover.
There's too many things that have happened. We have no clue what's happening with EU. If you want actual heads up of what's gonna happen, go listen to people that know what they're talking about, because there's too many changes. I don't know any of these.
Perfect.
It's probably gonna be Vitality that wins again, but I'm still gonna cheer for Carmen Core.
You're still cheer for Carmen Core?
Yeah, it's because of Pharah.
Fair enough. I didn't mean to do that. No one at me. fair enough. Yeah, no. All right. Disney. What do we want to say about Disney? I don't even know. we're so far into the show, I don't even know, man. Disney, $1.5 billion into Fortnite. Mega Fortnite is everything plan is happening. So all of Disney properties, Star Wars, Marvel, other things are now going to be in Fortnite. And also, like, speaking of which, Rocket League got the Mandalorian stuff. So yeah. I don't know when Rocket League switching to Fortnite, or is Rocket League just an extension brand now where just stuff that's happening in Fortnite is also going to happen in Rocket League. I'm not sure, but it's a thing. Does it mean anything for us? What do you think, Webs?
I don't know if it's saying Fortnite is like Rocket League is just an extension of Fortnite right now. But I thought it was for Epic generally. That it was an Epic thing, not necessarily a Fortnite thing. I might have had that wrong myself. So that is one thing. So that explains like the Mandalorian stuff with like, hey, this is cool. The 1.5 billion stake is nuts. Like, we'll see what happens for that. Like, why are they even buying this? No clue. I think it'll change stuff in Fortnite for sure. They'll have like actual Disney events, because Fortnite is known for its events and things like that. Rocket League, we'll probably have some seasons with Disney stuff in it. That'd be my only guess.
Okay.
I want to see the Millennium Falcon as a car that I can play. That's my only hope. Just like Obi-Wan.
I think we're, yeah, I think this will be fun. I think this is the fun set of news that our
corporate overlords got bought out and have a partnership with another set of corporate overlords.
Amazing.
So nothing's changed.
My corporate overlords are better than your corporate. All right. I'm just gonna breathe here for a second, because we still got a couple of topics to go. All right. You had a Smurf thing you wanted to talk about. What did you want to say?
They made a Psyonix Rocket League made kind of a non-change that is a change to the lower levels of competitive. Combat Smurfing. Will it work? Probably not. I'll tell you what it is. What they're doing is two things. One of them is good, objectively. One of them is like, all right, that's fine. So the minimum requirement to play in competitive, and their justification for doing this is that casual.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I actually do know this change. I was confused earlier. I actually do know what you're talking about. Continue.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that everybody knows. This is a small thing that was kind of cool. So because casual is basically just competitive, and Rocket League admits that, and recognizes that, and that was apparently the goal, they are changing the ways that you, like the minimum requirements to play competitive now. The minimum requirements to play competitive are up from level 10 to level 20. So instead of playing like three games, you need to play 10. Cool. Doesn't really do anything. But the one that matters, and this is actually a good change, is that every single player in a party now needs to be level 20 to queue. They have to all reach that minimum level in order to play competitive, which like was such an insane non-restriction before.
Literally every other game does it.
No. Like, right? Every single other game. But the fact that Rocket League didn't have that, and like you could just make a new account, play with someone that's literally level 20 for the first time or level like 17,000 SSL player and being like, I need to get boosted up to that last extra couple MMR. Like it didn't matter. Make a new account and play on it. And you can play competitive level zero. First thing you ever do in the game is play competitive at whatever level you want to play in based on what the people you're playing with is. The stupidest thing. So cool that they changed that. Level 20 is so easy to get to. It's kind of nothing, but at least it's there.
It's
that's all I can say.
Amazing.
It's so, a little bit more effort to smurf. That's all that is. So cool.
But sometimes, you know what? Smurfs are lazy. That's what.
Right? A little bit of effort kind of might be enough.
Might be enough. Okay.
It'll be enough to stop some of them.
I think people are, people who smurf already like, okay, let me just like dunk on some people. But like, I don't know if you make me put one extra thing, it's going to dissuade half of them.
Yeah.
So I think that's already good enough.
It's slightly reducing the amount of smurfs that are going to be present.
I think it's reducing half of them. The diehards are going to keep going. But like, I think the ones that were like one-offs, there's going to be less of them because they're like, mm-hmm. Nah, I'm too lazy to do that.
Right. I do want to know how long it takes to get to level 20, because I know like in some other games, it takes anywhere from 50 hours to 100 hours to play competitive, which is like really annoying, to be honest.
No. If this is even just 10 hours, I think that's enough.
Right. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I'm not sure if it's that long.
Yeah, we have no idea.
League levels are very easy to get. Especially
We've been doing this for over 5 years. I still have no idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Neither do I.
I didn't know for the longest time that holding the jump button made me jump higher. All right, so I just...
Wait, when did you find out?
I think I was told by Combo in like episode 2, but yeah. I think I actually found it out in episode like 54.
Okay, because I found out when Combo originally said it, and I was like, oh my god, that's cool, yeah.
I think you reminded me, and that's when I found out again. I think that's really what I'm trying to
okay.
say.
Wait, now I need to ask, did you know that holding the drive button in the air makes you go forward?
I think I did know that, yeah.
Okay, good.
But, so you should hold the drive button regardless when you're in the air, yeah.
It's so minuscule that it doesn't matter.
But it does sometimes.
It technically could, but it also...
If you do a bad jump, it matters. Sometimes. If you have little to no boost and you do a bad jump, it will matter. Because you're going too slow anyway.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, you already messed up probably in the jumping area anyway beforehand.
You probably already messed up in the jumping.
It wasn't going to matter.
Is not going to happen or not going to be because you weren't holding drive or you were holding drive. I'm going to say that.
But I know. I just like to know that when my car spins, it actually propels. Like the centripetal force actually makes my car move in the air somehow.
I'm not going to get into that.
So Wab smelt a bait when I gave it to him. He spelled that out. He knew. I was saying, like, I say sometimes I say some things where I actually know what I'm talking about, but this one I was like, yo, I'm gonna say the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing and see if Wab bites, you know.
Not biting. I'm so tempted. I'm not biting.
See, the reason I can say that dumbest thing is because then I could spend the next 10 minutes arguing with Wabs about how like Rocket League physics aren't real physics. So they can be dumb things that allow things to happen. So to avoid that, if you want more of that banter, you can listen to the ASAP and Friends show where we do stuff like that. Last thing is, yeah, we haven't had a show for a month, and Wabs and I have actually played Rocket League. So
yeah, now that we're not doing shows, we're playing.
And we might play after this if we're still feeling it.
Yeah.
So, Wabs, what are some things that you want to say about actually playing the game now?
Uh-huh. So one thing that I want to say is the thing that I was reminded of earlier, and that is that I hit my first flip reset in a game. And what matters about this, and it was a goal. I've hit flip resets before that I've gotten specifically the first one that I've ever hit that went in the net. And what's important about this, and the real reason I bring it up, is because it was against Messi in net. I outplayed Messi with the flip reset, and the world needs to know.
Messi, you're done, dude.
Yep. Washed, it's over. Outplayed, better player right here, sitting right here. And Messi can cope all he wants, but he got flip reset on me, so or flip reset on by me. So yeah, the real winner is me.
All right, time to get rid of you know, Hall of Fame for Messi. Uh-huh.
No longer Hall of Fame, got flip reset on by Wabs.
All right, there it is. So I'm gonna go into the Discord right now. We're gonna go. Messi's currently playing Genshin Impact in Hall of Fame. So roles, we're gonna, okay, let's see what do we got. Who's self-appointed ref? What role have you created that I didn't know about before?
You a song to find out.
I'll have to look into what that role is, but we'll see.
I think only one person has the role, and it's Eliz.
Oh, that's fine. Because you got flip reset on Messi, so I've taken away the Hall of Fame.
It's gone.
All right. I've taken away your guest privilege.
Oh my god.
Your SSL privilege. Game night, I'll keep. Custom is custom maps even a thing? I didn't know you could add custom maps. Here you can add Messi in custom maps if you listen. This is your homework for today. I'll tell you right now. You're this far in the show. At Messi. Just add custom maps and say, Messi, you're no longer in the Hall of Fame.
My custom map. I'm unclicking custom maps.
There it is. And I am hitting the bronze on Messi.
Mm.
All right. So Messi's now a bronze. And then I'm changing the nickname Messi to flip reset on. Wait, how are you doing this?
Got flip reset on by Wabs.
Yeah. Got flip reset on by Wabs. There it is. Mm-hmm. Everything is right in the world.
Good.
There you go. I don't know if this will be around. Reigning champs is still there for Cursor Allies.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. just because Messi might notice it then. Amazing. Amazing. God, flip. God, flip. Yo, he looks like an NPC. He looks like just someone who joined the server like 3 years ago and just hasn't left yet, you know? Got flip reset. Bronze player, got flip reset on by Wabs, playing Genshin at Impact. Amazing. Just everything screams. Perfect. We'll see if he notices. I have been playing a whole bunch. I got C2. I'm actually having a lot of fun with the game. I'm not like competitive yet, but I'm playing enough that I'm not like no longer progressively getting worse as I play. So I think that's an improvement.
Okay.
And I can do some things sometimes. And so I think that's fun enough. I'm really enjoying the game right now, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of flip between this and FIFA, and then I got a couple of shows and stuff I'm watching. So kind of weird alternating different things. Not like super competitive yet, but I think I'm in a really fun space right now. So it's just fun.
Nice. Other thing that I forgot to mention because you reminded me, for my week is that I'm also back in GC. Have hit there playing for like 2 weeks again.
Let's go. Oh, this was the secret news. Yo, the news. Title of the episode, Waps to GC. No. I need to find a more clever name than that. But there are so many things in this episode. I don't even know where
to start. So many. We have a list of things that we've gone
this over. Was a monster episode. I hope every month is like this.
Oh, that would be
I have sick. Not been this excited for like in a Rocket League, because we've had like our fun like, oh, we banter episodes. I don't think we've had like a show like this in forever, and I just loved it. So yeah, that's what I'm ending on.
Hopeful good things.
Esports is back, baby.
Esports is back, babe.
ASAP Weekly's back.
I don't care about their ranking. They're the best team in my heart.
Get the hangover clip. You know, we're back. Like the whole thing. You know what I mean? That I see on like TikTok all the time.
Yep.
You know, Wabs. If you know, you know. It's not TikTok. It's Instagram. Okay, I'm old. So I watch Instagram Reels. All right.
Oh my god!
Like an adult. We'll see you in a month. We got the anime show. $1 Patreon. Thank our patrons. where are patrons at? I should have done this at the beginning of the show. We just have so much to cover. Oh my goodness. Listen, you love us. We're here. We got that community boom. 99 plus no. What is happening?
Wait, what?
I have 99 plus no. Oh, because I'm signed in. I'm very confused right now.
What did you do?
I am signed in not as me, but I have access to other shows that I usually frequent. It is, ooh. I need to sign out of my Gmail.
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, there's only one way to do this. Because clearly Patreon is not finding it for me, okay? It's not happening today. So there is only one thing that is allowed to happen in this case, and is to find old messages where I can actually read out all the patrons for there, because nice. Yeah.
Actually,
I like to thank
so proud of you.
Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Pay.
Full circle, Dave.
Young Slug. Thank you so much for your support. You guys are awesome. We'll see y'all next time. Your homework once again at Custom Games, and you'll get Messi and tell Messi that he's bronze and he's washed. And then we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.